This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
If you want to find the technological energy-sucking culprits in your house, look no further than the laundry room. Clothes dryers in the U.S. are estimated to use as much energy annually as the entire state of Massachusetts. Enter the Department of Energy's project to create more efficient home appliances. Any progress? Well, actually, yes. Emily Siner from member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
Ayub Momin is a staff scientist at Oak Ridge National Laboratory and, like most Americans, owns a dryer.
But I hate using it.
Momin knows today's dryers are energy hogs, and he says it takes so long to dry anything. So one day, he was thinking about ultrasonic humidifiers. You know those things you put in a room to add moisture? They use high-frequency vibrations to turn water into steam without getting hot. And Momin thought, what if I use the same technology on a piece of wet fabric?
The results was so amazing. It was like mind-blowing. In less than 14 seconds, I could dry a piece of fabric from completely being wet. If I wanted to do the same thing with heat, it's taking like somewhere between 20 to 40 minutes.
Momin's current prototype looks nothing like a conventional dryer. It's basically a small circle of metal called a transducer that he plugs into a battery. He then douses a small piece of fabric in water and places it on top. The fabric sizzles and steams, and then sure enough, in a few seconds, it's dry. Momin says it used barely any energy.
This dryer technology has potential to save somewhere about like 1% of the overall energy consumption of the United States.
So yes, it will be a big breakthrough if the technology works.
Venkat Venkatakrishnan is the Director of Research and Development at GE Appliances. The company has partnered with Oak Ridge to put the ultrasonic dryer on the market. The lab still has to test this technology and bigger batches of clothes, but he says,
I think we are about 4 years away from you being able to buy this dryer in a Home Depot or a Lowe's or any appliance retailer.
No word yet on how much they'll cost, or if people will run out to buy what could be an expensive purchase. Still, he thinks consumers will be willing to pay more to dry their clothes much faster. And, of course, they'll save money on the electricity bill. In Nashville, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.